Oh, spoiler alert, it was not me. It was not here in North Carolina.
Nope. But no. Check your tickets. You know,
you never know.
Big winners out there. And there's another one tonight that's almost $1 billion.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to your Wednesday. We're so glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey, in for Renee Chu, starting off our Thursday. A couple sprinkles out there. Right? Yeah. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione. It's Wednesday, Anthony. I'm losing it. It's 4:30 in the morning. It's Wednesday. I'm sorry. I might have gotten some people excited.
I'm all turned around, too, because, you know, I'm filling in for Elizabeth this morning. Everyone's enjoying so much needed time off. And so good morning to all of you. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning. We have a lot of rain to talk about on the way. This is new this morning. This came out probably 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes or so ago. It is a flood watch outline for about 3 to 4 inches of rainfall. There could be heavier pockets within that. This does not include Wake County. It's for our eastern areas. Fayetteville is not included in that as well. We're already starting to see a little bit of this rainfall pushing through right around the triangle currently. Let's take a zoomed in view, see kind of exactly where we're anticipating this coverage currently. Right around Durham, you see Wake Forest, Lewisburg. It's decently heavy to moderate in most areas out there. Definitely lighter toward Raleigh, Garner, Apex. It will start to fill in as we go through the day today, but there could be off and on breaks this morning. Notice some of that coverage down towards South Carolina. They're even talking about a few thunderstorms down there. That may push closer as we get here, let's say, by about 8 o'clock this morning. There's future cast off and on showers this morning. Again, not widespread coverage, but enough. I would take the umbrella this morning. It's certainly going to be needed through this afternoon. 1 o'clock or so, everything really starts to fill in, and then it will be a very wet forecast into tonight. Great sleeping weather if you like the rainfall. It will be with us through tonight into early tomorrow morning, and then finally starting to push out. By the time we get into late tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock or so, all of this is on the way out. I know the big question is, though, how does our Easter weekend forecast look? Coming up here in just a few minutes, we will break that down in detail, guys, in just a few.
Anthony, thanks. This morning, search crews will be back on the water looking for 6 people who are still missing after the collapse of the Baltimore Francis Scott Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says that search will begin at 6 this morning. The 6 construction workers who have not yet been found are presumed dead. 2 of those missing workers have been identified, Miguel Luna from El Salvador and Manor Yasser Suazo Sandova from Honduras. 2 other workers were rescued and are recovering. Officials with the National Transportation Safety Board are working to recover and analyze a data recorder from the ship that crashed into the bridge. The workers were part of a construction crew that was on the bridge to fix potholes out there. And Governor Moore said the crew of the ship was able to send an alert just before the crash that it had lost power. That gave officials time to stop cars from driving onto the bridge. The workers who were on the bridge were from Mexico and Central America. People who knew them said they came to Baltimore for a better life and have families waiting for them at home.
And Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott and religious leaders across the city joined together last night to pray for those affected by the collapse. The mayor told people gathered at the vigil that a lot of prayer is needed right now. Members of the Baltimore County Police Department were also at that vigil. And coming up in 10 minutes, we'll hear from an NC State and FTCC graduate who will be helping to find the best ways to navigate drivers around that accident site.
A family of 4 is out of their home this morning after a fire in Apex. Crews responded at about 8 last night to the home on Hill Hollow Way. It's right near Holt Road. Firefighters say the fire started in the garage and spread to the attic of the home. They were able to get it under control in about 20 minutes. No one was hurt. Investigators are trying to learn the cause of that fire.
And happening today, we'll learn more about how the launch of mobile sports betting is going here in North Carolina. WREL's Laura Levine joins us live from PNC Arena. And Laura, it's been over 2 weeks since the launch.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. Well, if you have been to a Canes game here, well, you may have noticed some of the information stands in the concourse sponsored by Fanatics, showing fans how to sign up for the app and start betting on their favorite team. Well, it has been 2 weeks since mobile sports betting became legal in North Carolina, and today we're expecting to get that update on how it's going. Sports bars have been packed lately with those fans placing bets, and there's been a lot of action since the launch with the men and women's ACC and NCAA tournaments and the Canes playing big games at PNC. There are 8 licensed operators, and the State Lottery Commission could get an update on how much has been wagered and how many bets have been placed so far. State economists predict that by the end of this year, North Carolina will hit $64 million. Of course, this being among all of the different licensed operators we will see come up through the end of the year. The meeting today begins at 10 a.m. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Raleigh.
We're breaking news this morning. A new billionaire after last night's Mega Millions drawing. The lottery announced just after midnight a ticket in New Jersey matched all the numbers and the Mega Ball, claiming that $1.13 billion jackpot. The winning numbers, 7, 11, 22, 29, and 38. The Mega Ball was 4. The Mega Plier was 2. 7 tickets sold here in North Carolina matched 4 white balls and the Mega Ball, so that's $10,000 prize. 3 played the Mega Plier, which was 2, and making them worth $20,000. Lower health care costs, reproductive rights, and the 2024 election. That was the focus for President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris during a rare joint trip to Raleigh on Tuesday. Biden and Harris spoke at the Chavis Community Center in Raleigh before attending a private fundraiser event downtown. Biden spoke at length about the years-long effort by Republicans to repeal the Affordable Care Act. WRL spoke with a Biden supporter who attended the private fundraiser.
There's a lot of energy in North Carolina around Joe Biden, around his candidacy. I think it says that North Carolinians are really paying attention to and invested in this race.
A spokesperson for former President Donald Trump's campaign said Biden's speech was full of misinformation and lies. She told WRL that while Trump made repealing the ACA a key part of his 2016 campaign, he no longer supports that.
And more than 100 protesters lined the streets across the street from President Biden's speech. All were calling for a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. Protesters held signs saying, "Abandon Biden," and chanted, "At the polls, we'll remember." This protest is just the last action from pro-Palestinian groups who've held demonstrations almost weekly in downtown Raleigh since the start of the war in Gaza.
The Haley Brooks case is in mediation. 11-year-old Brooks died during the Raleigh Christmas parade 2 years ago when she was run over by a pickup truck pulling a float. The defendants in this case include Landon Glass, who was driving the pickup, and the Greater Raleigh Merchants Association that put on the parade. We'll keep track of this mediation and keep you updated.
This afternoon, the new president of Meredith College will be announced. President Jo Allen is retiring after 13 years. She was the first alumna to serve as the college's president. Her replacement will be announced at the campus celebration that's happening today at 3:30. And we are just one day away from the men's Sweet 16, and all 3 Triangle teams made the cut. WRL's Pat Welter will follow the Tar Heels to California, and Chris Lee will be in Dallas with NC State and Duke. The games start tomorrow. That's when UNC takes on Alabama in L.A. That happens at 9:39 Eastern time. On Friday, NC State plays Marquette at 7:09 p.m., and it's Duke versus Houston at 9:39 p.m. Our live coverage starts this afternoon on WREL. Well, coming up, trouble keeps coming for Sean Diddy Combs. We'll tell you what was seized from his properties during federal raids yesterday, and the actor who has now been named as a co-defendant in the lawsuit filed by a producer who worked closely with Combs.
And we'll give you this live look down Salem Street in Apex. It's going to be rainy today. Be sure to grab that umbrella as you head out the door. Meteorologist Anthony Baglione is timing out how long it'll stick around.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back. It is just about 4:43 here on this Wednesday morning, where we continue to track rainfall pushing across the area. It's going to be a little bit spottier this morning as opposed to completely filled in, where I think we get into this evening when everything is really, really wet. We take a look at where we sit currently, though, right north of Durham. It has come through the Durham area, starting to taper off just a little bit. But a place like Lewisburg, for instance, heading up toward Henderson, Wake Forest, going to be a bit damp this morning. Everyone should have the umbrella, though, because there is more rain on the way. You can see a little bit of that coverage currently down toward Florence, South Carolina. There's some thunderstorm activity with that. It should start to weaken as it gets closer to us, but Fayetteville may be in on this. And as we get closer to that morning commute, everyone is going to be dealing with some scattered showers here this morning.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. Engineers have a big job ahead of them in Baltimore, now tasked with navigating drivers around the Francis Scott Key Bridge crash site. NC State and FTCC graduate Dominique Gatlin has a role to play in that process. The Wilmington, North Carolina native says that she works for an engineering firm helping with surveying. Specifically, the firm surveys areas where traffic can be diverted onto detours to travel to the other section of the city previously accessible by the Key Bridge. She says this is a big job, but one that she's prepared to handle.
So it's a very, very huge logistical nightmare because, one, we already being a larger city, a larger state, we already have a ton of traffic. So our job is to make sure, hey, are there any roads that are partially shut down for maintenance that we can try and expedite the work? We can try and bring out more people to get those roads open, to open up the flow of traffic.
Gatlin expects to be a part of the ground surveying effort tomorrow. She works remotely while in Maryland, but she says the Baltimore Key Bridge is how that she used to make it into the office.
An attorney representing Sean Diddy Combs says federal agents who raided two of the music mogul's homes were hostile. The attorney claims the agents mistreated Combs' children and employees while conducting the raids Monday. Agents searched Diddy's homes in Los Angeles and Miami. The raids happened as part of an investigation into allegations of sex trafficking. And sources tell NBC News agents found guns within those homes. It's not clear what type of guns were found or who owns them. Neither Diddy nor any of his family members have been arrested.
And the music producer who filed a lawsuit against Sean Diddy Combs has now accused actor Cuba Gooding Jr. of sexually harassing and assaulting him. Rodney Lil Rod Jones is a former producer and videographer for Combs. The 56-year-old Gooding Jr. was mentioned in the original lawsuit against Combs, but earlier this week, a version of the lawsuit was amended to name him as a co-defendant. According to court filings, the alleged assault happened on a yacht rented by Combs in January of 2023. Jones says Gooding Jr. was on the yacht as a guest of Combs, who he says was there when the assault happened. Gooding Jr. has not commented on the lawsuit.
A celebration was held in Chatham County as the biggest construction project in North Carolina hit a milestone. Wolfspeed held a topping out ceremony for its new multi-billion dollar factory in Siler City. 18 months ago, the silicon carbide manufacturer broke ground on this more than 440-acre site. The materials made here will go into electric cars and power systems to make them faster and more efficient. Only on WRAL, Deborah Morgan spoke with CEO Greg Lowe about the excitement surrounding this project.
We're on the cutting edge of technology. We're the new shiny thing in semiconductors. And if you're in this industry, you want to be a part of that.
You can see more of that interview, including the hiring that's underway and the partnerships with two other major projects in the area, only on WRAL.com.
In less than 3 weeks, 10 fire, police, and EMS departments from our area will compete in a softball tournament. Battle of the Badges will start April 12th. The Fuquay Varina Fire Department and the Garner Police Department will be the first to face off. Games will be held in Holly Springs at Ting Stadium. Tickets are $5, and money raised will go to Shields and Stripes, a rehab program for veterans and first responders. You can find game times and tickets on hollyspringsnc.gov.
Pretty soon you'll be able to grab a Krispy Kreme donut at McDonald's. Three types of donuts will go on sale at McDonald's restaurants later this year. North Carolina-based company's original glazed, chocolate iced and with sprinkles, and chocolate iced cream-filled donuts will be available. Those donuts will be available nationwide by the end of 2026. And this isn't the first time competitors have teamed up like this. Wendy's, for example, brought in Cinnabon to its breakfast lineup earlier this year.
So cruel to show that this early in the morning. I'm so hungry. All right, we're getting our first look at the fourth Bad Boys movie called Ride or Die. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back in their roles as Miami narcotics detectives. This will be the first box office release for Will Smith since he slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars 2 years ago. It comes out in June.
448 right now on our Wednesday morning, a little midweek bobble, I guess. And weather-wise, we've got a couple of raindrops out there. I have to deal with this, Anthony, for the next couple of days, right?
Yeah, a little midweek bobble is a perfect way to put it, because we start to get better by Friday and then the Easter weekend looking beautiful. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. This is our little bit of rain we got to get through this morning, and there is a whole lot more on the way. Let's talk about where we currently sit. So there's the live sweep here over the past, let's say, or the sweep, rather, over the past 15 minutes or so. We put on the live radar. You can see especially just to the north of Durham, where this has just pushed through. A little bit lighter coverage currently around the city of Durham, but toward Creedmoor, Henderson, Lewisburg. This is going to be some decently wet road activity out there this morning, and Youngsville, that's just to your north as well. Hillsborough also seeing some showers, and as we head back toward our western counties currently. Around Raleigh itself, we're looking pretty good. There's a spotty shower or two in that area. Asheboro back to our west. Sanford, and you really see how that kind of gets lighter for our southwestern counties right now. That will fill in as we go through today. Look at all of that coverage here back to our south and west. They have severe thunderstorm warnings down to the south, and you can track that kind of general direction up to the north and east. It's feeding along a front, and that front is going to bring in a lot of moisture for us the next couple of days. So fairly hit or miss this morning, and then by this evening really starts to fill in. That is when we have a flood watch that goes into effect 8 p.m. tonight. That will last until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. 3 to 4 inches of rainfall, even isolated 4.5-5 inch totals, especially for eastern North Carolina, where this all sets up. We break future casts ahead here. Time it out, 8 o'clock this morning. Again, I do think there will be some rainfall around the area. Not everyone seeing it, but enough coverage where I'd certainly pack the rain gear still. 1 o'clock this afternoon, it starts to fill in, and then I'll take you here into this evening. Look at all that rain there overspreading most of our area. 9 o'clock tonight, yellows, oranges, all of it showing up on the map. It's going to be pretty heavy coverage for most of us. It lasts until we get into, let's say, 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Models have been pretty insistent, and I think they're doing a pretty good job of showing this all getting out of here tomorrow evening. But through the start of the day, at least, there's 1 o'clock, and then it finally starts to push on out. There's 5:45 or so, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And I do think by the time we get maybe to 6 or 7, we could be even seeing some peaks of sunshine before we start to see the sunset tomorrow night. 2 to 4 inches of rainfall, mainly, let's say, I-95 off to the east around the triangle. We still could be seeing some decent totals. So just bear that in mind here today, tomorrow, and then a phenomenal Easter weekend forecast. Huge range of temperatures today. We go 59 in the triangle. Could be some spots close to 70 south of the triangle. 69 for us on our Friday, 75 on Saturday, and then, guys, 80. I bumped us up a degree there on Easter Sunday with no rain until late Sunday night into Monday.
Good morning, Ginsmith here in the WREL Live Center. South Carolina residents today will be eligible for low-interest SBA loans. Those are the residents that were affected by January's tornadoes. Let's give you a look back at what we're talking about here. The EF2 tornado with winds of 125 miles per hour hit the night of January 9th, causing a building collapse in the downtown Bamberg area. More than 50 homes were damaged. Governor Henry McMaster asked for the disaster declaration in order to make the low-interest loans available. The SBA says the disaster declaration covers not only Bamberg County, but also includes Allendale, Barnwell, Colleton, Hampton, and Orangeburg counties.
All right, thank you, Ken. A group of students in Kentucky is working on ways to help people who have Parkinson's disease. We'll show you how they redesigned toothbrushes to make them easier to use for people who have unsteadiness with their hands.
Plus, we know who the newest bachelorette is going to be. We'll tell you about Jen Tran and what sets her apart from bachelorettes from past seasons.
In your entertainment news, Halloween is coming very early for horror fans and a new clip from a new Zendaya movie. David Daniel has that and more in the Hollywood Minute.
We'll make it through tonight and everything is going to be okay.
Nothing is ever going to be okay again.
The October scary season is just too far away, so Blumhouse is holding a halfway to Halloween film fest. For 5 days beginning Friday, 2013's The Purge, 2010's Insidious, 2020's The Invisible Man, and other horror films will screen in more than 40 U.S. cities. Search Halfway to Halloween at amctheaters.com for details.
Well, I'd very much like to be equal to you.
Timothy Chalamet has few equals lately when it comes to making money for Warner Brothers, and the studio wants that to continue. The star of Dune Part 2 and Wonka has signed a first-look deal to collaborate with Warner Brothers on future projects as an actor and a producer.
I should go. when my dad comes looking for me. I'll see you at school, Art.
Wait, are you on Facebook?
What?
He's asking for your number. And so am I.
The first clip from Challengers features the beginnings of a romantic triangle. Zendaya, Mike Feist, and Josh O'Connor star in the drama from director Luca Guadagnino, which hits theaters April 26th.
That was David Daniel reporting.
Some high school students in Kentucky have put a new spin on an old product. They have designed a toothbrush to help people who have unsteady hands, like people with Parkinson's. They created a toothbrush holder with a handle strap, and the idea was to make it easy to grasp and control. And the strap helps people not to drop it. The students are testing out the prototypes with residents at a retirement community.
It was an amazing experience. I'm very impressed with the girls.
The students aren't sure what's next for their project, but they hope it can one day help others outside their community.
The next star of The Bachelorette will be the first Asian-American woman to take on the role. Jen Tran will be the show's lead for its upcoming season. She most recently was part of the season 28 of The Bachelor, which wrapped up this week. Tran lives in Miami and is studying to be a physician assistant. The new season of The Bachelorette comes out this summer.
Search crews will be back on the scene of that bridge collapse in Baltimore this morning, looking for the six people still missing. We'll break down what officials are expected to do today as that investigation continues.
And if you're planning to head to the Outer Banks for Easter weekend, you may run into some travel trouble. We'll tell you about flooding that has closed part of a main highway there.